You know, over the last several weeks, you've been hearing stories of hospitality extended to us, either from God's love and provision, or in many of the cases of the testimonies you've heard, hospitality extended from other persons. This morning, as we prepare for Steve's message, in which he's going to be talking about extending hospitality one to another in our marriages, I thought it would be good for us to hear from a couple that we all know and love in this church, Dean and Trish Wilson. I've asked them to come forward this morning and just share with us. I'm going to ask them two or three questions about their journey, their lives together. And obviously, I think many of us know that they've had a very challenging journey. They've had some obstacles along the way. And I thought it would be great to have us hear from them this morning. So I'm just going to give you the mic, you guys, and I'm just going to ask you, either one of you, to just briefly tell, for the sake of those who may not know, just briefly tell us your story.
Well, we've been married for about 29 years now this month. However, 17 years in our marriage, we had decided that we didn't want to be together. And that was one of a couple of the darkest years of my life. And we, after a couple of years of God reaching out and saying a few things to each of us, I'm sure, but we got back together and we remarried. And since then, it's been absolutely perfect, which is... which we all know is a lie, right? So, but other than that, we've had some real different, difficult health issues. 2 years after we were married, I had a major accident with my heart, and I had a long surgery, and they didn't think I was going to make it, and Chris didn't think I was going to make it, and... that God brought us through that, and I had to change jobs and change careers and such like that. And then
3 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's been 3 years this month that I've been cancer-free. So thank you. I say cancer-free. They say you have to wait 5 years, but I think once I finished my last radiation, I was done. I was never going to go through that again, and I just knew God's calling for me was to just keep that attitude and be strong in that thought. So, but since then, Dean has had another health issue that was secondary to his one long time ago, and that was a setback that we hadn't planned on. So through the years, we've just had struggles where we've had to really lift each other up and embrace our church family, which was so important through all of this. And here we are today. So
awesome. Well, maybe, friends, you could tell us what you've learned about your marriage through this journey, through these series of challenges.
Well, when you gave us this question, I thought about this. And this is something that I've shared with my sons. We have a son that's married and a son that's getting married this next year. And you can never stop working at your marriage. It always, and I don't mean work like work, but you have to be, keep working at your marriage. Keep it fun. Keep it light. Keep it, keep God in your life and keep God in your marriage. And never stop, because the minute you start letting those guards down is when things start happening. And I think we're a testament to that. But that's just one little bit of information, something I could share, was to keep working.
Thank you. And one more question. Maybe just some final words about how you have learned how to practice hospitality in your home and in your marriage.
Well, I think, and it's no accident that question came up, because during this week I was thinking about just that as an employee of the Grasshead Health System and such. You find yourself being in a servant setting, And we all servants. We all are servants, no matter what you are. If you're a CEO or if you're just starting out in a career, you're a servant. And I thought about this as one day when many people were coming to me complaining that they felt like they were getting taken advantage of, and that their job was meaningless, and that they just felt like they were getting run over. And I thought, you know, that is a choice. It's a choice to be a servant, or a choice to have you feel like you are being run over. And the way I mean it is, when I release myself to serve you, guess what? You can't take advantage of me. Because now I'm free from any kind of bondage and any kind of slavery to your mentality and your thinking of me. And I can go in throughout and have a smile on my face and actually laugh and have fun saying, well, someone said, hey, are you busy? Do you have anything? Can you help me? Or what are you doing right now? And I looked at her and I said, whatever you need me to do. I said, I'm your man right now. What do you need? So, and those kind of things, they're like, wow, I wish everybody could be like that. Well, you can, and it's not a matter of yesterday. Anyway, I told her the mic in my hand's dangerous. So you gotta be, bottom line, it's freedom. It's freedom to serve people and serve your wife, and you can't Lord that over me.